Okay, so we're doing now like this, is that our Gemara, again, resolves that everyone agrees, in general, Rove is 51%, not 50. Okay, that's what our Gemara concludes. Rav, Rav Kahana, the only machlokas is by a very specific case of a Pesach Sheni, which is different. But, universally, Rove means 51%, majority, more than the other, than the rest. You read this Gemara, that's what you think. And you think it's general. It's not just by Shechita. It's by Kalim. By other things. But in theory, it's generalizable. It's by Trefa. Right? Those are the cases the Gemara has. Okay? Shechita, Trefa, when the animal is like a mortal wound, and by a Kli, broken Kli. Okay. Problem is that you have the Gemara in Erevin, which has a similar discussion regarding mechitzas. When is a wall considered a wall? So it's allowed to have gaps, and as long as the omed, the wall, outnumbers the parots, the gaps, so it's a good mechitza. Question is, what about 50-50? So you have the exact same machlokas over there. Is 50-50 considered good or not? The Gemara concludes like a papa, but basically it is good. 50% is good. After a long back and forth, the Gemara concludes the opposite way as it concludes here. Okay? Concludes 50% is fine. The parot ke'omed is good. It's a mechitza. So, first of all, the two Gemaras come to opposite conclusions. And second of all, the Gemaras don't reference each other. The Gemara there has all kinds of proofs. Doesn't ever bring up shechita, trefa, kli. The Gemara here has all kinds of proofs. Never brings up all the mechitza cases. So it's a little bit of a problem. What's going on here? Why don't the two sugyas talk to each other? Right? So he says, Tosfos by us says, Nebi Yutaina. He has a svara, but he rejects it. But the svara is, maybe you'll say, our Gemara is only talking about by chias, by life. And so when it comes to life, then you need 51%. But when it comes to mechitza, which is not a matter of life, then 50% is suffice. But he rejects it because he says by a kli it's not life. The Gemara is talking about a kli. If you have 51% of a kli or 50% of a kli, is it still defined as a kli or is it not? But that has nothing to do with life. So therefore, Tosas rejects it. And he says, maybe since we're dealing with Isser and Toma, those are different than Mechitzos. Maybe there's a difference. But he doesn't explain what the difference is. Okay? He doesn't explain the differences. He just says that. Maybe there's a difference. Tosin Ervin also. Maybe there's a difference. Isser and Tuma, which are not the same thing. Isser is one thing. Tuma is a different thing. It's different than Mechitzos. So hopefully we'll get to that answer. But before we get to that answer, what's the Schias answer? Which he rejects. Not because conceptually he rejects it. He just rejects it because of Pshat. Doesn't work out. Because it's like the case of a Kli. But it seems like he would have liked it. He would have liked saying that really, in general, 50% is good. For Rav. When it comes to Chiyos, so then, like by Shechita, you need a 51% cut. Or for it to be a Trefa, you need it to be a 51% all. Right? By Chiyos. So what would be that idea? I mean, what's the sense? I mean, if you tell me Rav is Rav, and Rav is 50%, and what would be the argument to say that would be different when it comes to Chiyos? Right? That's the first question. Maybe let's go with the... I think let's go with the J's. Let me develop what you're saying here a little bit. But saying that normally, say 50% defines the thing, creates a certain quality, whatever, but by death, see, there's two ways you look at death. I mean, you could look at death as like a positive quality, and I have 50% of that quality, so now I'll have Rubakula. But you could look at death as really an absence of life. But death isn't like a positive status. What is death? Death isn't a thing. Death means not alive, right? There's not certainly a good way to look at it. Is that life is a thing. And dead means you've removed his life. It's a removal. So you could argue to say he's removed from life, if he still has 50% life, that's not dead. You need to get 51% then. Once it's 51% and it outnumbers it, then I could say it's defined as dead. But for Chiyas, it's not like a quality See, ordinarily you're introducing a quality. You'll say 50% is enough to introduce it. But you could have argued that death isn't like a... It's not like you have two qualities of death and life. Once you have 50% of that quality, you could say that it's just a removal. You're creating an absence of life. So an absence, you really can't have... As long as it's 50-50, then the life force is... So to speak, the life force will keep it around. Because death is more creating an absence of life. So the way you need in order to have the absence, you have to really outnumber it. To say the life is really insignificant. 50-50 is not quite enough. So maybe you'd argue that that's why, really, in general, 50% is enough. When you're trying to create a quality, let's say a mechitza or whatever, so 50% is enough to create that quality. But death isn't a quality. You'll say death is really a removal. So to say you have a need of removal, you have to really totally undermine the other thing. Undermine the life. So 50% isn't going to be enough to undermine it because the life is still there. So then, so you could have said that. The problem is that it doesn't work because that's a specific idea about death. When it comes to Kli, doesn't make sense. Not like Kli is alive or dead. That's like a specific concept. And anyone knows the Kli is it there or not. You say you have Rov, so Rov should determine it. Rov is a quality of the Rov of the Kli is there, or it's broken. Rov is broken, whatever it is. It's just like it's a specific idea of the concept of death.
So here it's not like a total...
Rov normally is 50%. 51% is more. I'm sorry, even if Rov is only 50%, you could have argued that Misa is not creating a quality of Rov. It's really a termination, a cessation of the quality of life. And therefore, you would need 51%. But it doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work out because of the fact that the Gemara is the same as Akasha to Kli.
Yeah.
If the whole concept is because of something unique to life, and the concept of life that's not a death is not a positive idea, but it's a cessation, then it's not going to carry over when it comes to a clay.
Yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't work out because you see the Gemara holds the same thing should apply by clay. Things should apply by clay, and it's saying yeah, you see, it's saying you need 51% even by clay. So the reason why I need 51% is not because of something particular and unique to life, but it's because Rov demands 51%. By Kli, by life, it doesn't matter, Rov demands 51%. But the problem is that when it comes to Mechitza, you see Rov demands only 50%. So is this, how do you resolve this? Which one is it, 50 or 51? Tosus says, what's Tosus' answer now? He's stuck, right? Because you can't say it's only by life. That was his original answer. It's specific to life. Right? That's the whole thing you need 51%. But he's saying it doesn't work out. Okay, so what then? So he says, maybe you're mechalek between Isser and Tuma on the one hand, where you need 51%, and Mechitzos, where you need 50%. And Lo Dami, they're not similar. Mechitzos on the one hand and Isser and Tuma on the other hand. It's not just like some special exeris akasla by Mechitzos. It doesn't sound like he wants to say that either. He wants to say it's universal. But there's Mechitzos on the one hand versus Isser and Tuma on the other hand. And he says they're not similar. It's very vague. He's not explaining at all. He's just saying. It's part of the problem. Like, he's not explaining himself. He's just saying they're not similar. Okay? They're not similar. And again, Tosus and Erevin also says the same thing. They're not similar. But I think Tosus HaRash and Erevin is a little bit more helpful. A little bit more helpful. Not much, but a little bit more helpful. So why don't we read him, and then let's see if we can try to figure out what's the idea, according to all of them. So in Erevin, I forget, it's not here, that's not number eight. So he says like this. Says that Yesh Lomar, this is Tosfos Rashi and Erevin. Yesh Chiluk b'davar hataloi b'chiyos habehema. Okay, there's a difference between just telling life of the animal. Okay, now you'll see. It sounds like the chiyos thing, but you see here he like weaves them together almost. So there's a difference between just chiyos. Or even though over there it brings up the tanor, which is not chiyos, Shema Nirolo Ledamuye Hadadi, Isser V'Tama. maybe it seemed to him to compare Isser and Tumah. Aval Mechitza Lodami, but the Mechitza is not similar. Isn't it funny how he kind of, like, he starts off saying there's a chilug between chios? Oh, hold on. Even though over there it talks about a tanor, which is not chios, maybe they're comparable. Right? So it kind of sounds like he's saying the Isser Tumah thing is somehow similar to this chios point. Or something like that, right? It's not exactly, like in our Tosafot, you think it's like two totally separate things. He tries his chios answer, knows, throws that out, forget about it, it's all over. New answer. Right, the way here he kind of makes them sound similar. Sounds similar. Question: what does Isser and Tumah have in common apart from Mechitza? On the one, Isser and Tumah on the one hand, the Mechitza on the other hand. What's the difference? Before we get into exactly how it plays out in terms of 50-50 or whatever, because Isser and Tumah are not the same thing by any means, right? I mean, there's Tyros, and there's nothing to do with anything. It's totally different framework. What's the similarity between those on the one hand and Mechitza on the other hand? So Jay says, good, is that just the one difference, I don't know, maybe we'll get to see if this pans out, but one difference is that when you're talking about a Mechitza, you want to know, do you have a Mechitza? You're trying to create an entity, right? You have no Mechitza, you're trying to create an entity. Does the entity exist or does the entity not exist, right? Chafza is it a Mechitza or not? Is there a Mechitza or is it nothing? Just Avir or whatever, nothing. When it comes to Tumah and Tyra, Isser and Heter, you have an object. You want to know what's its status, the condition of the object. Does it have a status of Tumah or does it have a status of Tyra? Does it have a status of Isser or does it have a status of Heter? Right? It's a condition in an object. And you're using Rov or Miyot to determine its status. Right? And its status is determined based upon whether it's shachat or it's not shachat. Whether it's chatuch or it's not. Whether it's shavur or not. So how do you determine that? So it's saying you have a rov. Oh, but there, we're saying you have one determination. But when it comes to mechitza, it's a different question. You're not trying to determine the status of an object based on rov. You're trying to determine whether the object exists or doesn't exist. Is there an object? Is there not an object? And it's saying is if you have rov of it, it's like it exists. Now he's saying that those are two different spheres, right? Those are two different spheres of two different types of questions. One time rov is telling you that the thing exists or doesn't exist. The other one is saying a thing which already does exist. Rov determines its quality. Its quality of being Isser, as being Heter, as being Tumah, as being Tahar. Right? So he's saying when it's determining a quality, then the Rov means 51%. That's what our Gemara is talking about. Our Gemara is talking about if you want to use a certain property to determine its status. Tahar Tameh, Shachat, Asar, Mutar, and Rov is the determinant. Torah says Rov determines it. So then you go by 51%. You need 51% to determine. If you need a significant amount to determine a quality, then you need 51%, not 50. But when you want to know, does an object exist halachically or does it not exist halachically, and now you say you need a significant quantity for it to exist, that's the sugya over there is discussing. When is it an amount, the proper amount to exist? So the Gemara there concludes, that's machlokas. The Gemara there concludes, 50%. It's machlokas by both. You see, it's not saying, this is, I think, the point. I mean, maybe we go further. But the job of Tosfos is not to show why here 51% is needed and why there 50% is enough. Because it's a machlokas by both. It's a machlokas by both. By here, or at least by here, the Gemara originally thought the machlokas was, do you need 50 or 51 to create that quality? Right? And over there, it also had a machlokas. So, I don't think Tosis has his job to tell you why is the psak that over here, when you're trying to create a quality, you need 51%, and why is it when you're trying to create the entity in the first place, you need 50? Because there's a shita holds even by creating an entity at 51. And there's an argument to say even by changing the quality and status of a thing, you need 50. So the job of Tosus is to be mechalik and to show that these are two different questions. These aren't the same question. They're conceptually differentiable. And how you hold on one has no bearing on how you hold on the other. And the Gemara, which is trying to resolve one, is not going to bring in cases of the other. And the psak of one is not going to affect the psak in the other. So he's saying is, there are two different questions. One is, if you're trying to create an entity halachically from nothing, so how much substance or how much of it do you need in order to say, we've gotten enough, now we can say it exists? It's a question of existence of a thing. How much do you need for it to say it exists? So maybe you say 50 or 51, that's a question. When does halacha say it exists? So that's a machlokas over there. And we pask in 50. Fine, we could pass in 51, whatever. But now, a different question. We have an entity which exists, and now it has a halachic, certain property will determine its status. Property of how much of cut, it will determine its status of kosher or treif, mutter or azar. Certain matter, how much is broken, will determine its status of tumah or taira. How much broken do you need? How much cut do you need? So how much of the quality of cut or of broken is necessary in order for it to change its status, or in order to have a certain halachic status? So now what I'm saying is, majority. Well, what does that mean? 50 or 51? So that's my question. At what point in the condition of an object do you say that now it is overwhelmingly has that status or whatever? So that says, that's a different question. But they're not the same. Because even though the Gemara equates the status, what's necessary to create a status of cut or of broken, or, you know, it equates those two things. Rove of the rove in one and rove of the other between Kli and Behema. That's because they're both categorically insofar as talking about a property of an object. So the way you, it's the same, it's not particular to Shlita or Trefa or Kli in Tumah. It's the idea of when you have a certain kind of property condition of an object, so you have the same judge, 50 or 51. But the sugi over there is talking about the creating of an entity, and that's different. It's not the same question. It's not the same question. And I guess it would be interesting to define. Maybe it would help us more. I mean, we're not in that sugi, but to clearly define what the question is there and what the question is here, maybe we'd see better why they're different, you know. But I think you could see categorically they're not. You can't just say, it's interesting, you don't just say every case is different. There is such a thing as universals, but at the same time you don't just say, well, does the Torah need 51 or 50? You gotta, what are you talking about categorically? What are you discussing? It's not totally in the particular sugya, but at least it's totally in like the logical category of what you're trying to do. What is the quantity trying to do? Is it trying to create an entity, or is it trying to characterize the condition of an entity? They're not the same thing. And the quantity necessary is not necessarily the same. That's I think what Tosus is saying. That's why I think Tosus is vague. Maybe that's exactly why Tosus is vague. Tosus says Shema, how does he say it? It's interesting, actually. This is good. It says, V'shema yesh l'chalik, t'hacha iser v'tumah, v'hasam l'inyan mechitzos. V'lo dami. Maybe you could differentiate. Here is iser and tumah, there's mechitzos. And they're not similar. What do you mean, Tosus? Give us something more than that. Well, what's the difference? But that's not the job of Tosus here. So it says, look, you gotta learn the sugya. You'll figure out. You do that sugya. The question of Tosus is, why are they not the very same question? He's saying, because conceptually they're different. They are different. They're different questions. Question of a quality in a thing versus the question of the existence of a thing. What's the difference? They're totally different things. Now you want to know the svara by one and svara by the other, learn the sugya. Tosus isn't learning the sugya for you. Tosus is just showing you why they're different sugyas. He's showing you that they're separate questions. Now each one is different. They're totally... He's, like, what's the svar to say here? What's the svar to say there? I don't know, there are different svaras. Each sugi, you have to learn it in its own right. He's just showing you that they're logically different. Now, since they're logically different, it's not appropriate for the Gemara to say, oh, I have a raya to what Mechitza is going to be from Shechita. No, because Shem Yishacholik, who says? Who says because it's considered 51% is needed over there, 50% is needed here? Maybe they're different. Then once maybe they're different, you can't bring a raya from one sukkah to the other one. They're different. Maybe you could different. Look, maybe they're the same, but that's not a raya anymore. Gemaras don't just bring in cases because maybe they're similar. You got to show, you got to hold that they're definitely similar. And since Shem Yishacholik, the Gemara is not going to bring up questions from one to the other. It's not going to say, since we pasken like this, it's not going to say stira and psaks. Because it's not a stira. Shem Yishacholik. They're conceptually different. So who's to say, just because you could say, maybe the Torah says they're the same, but maybe the Torah says they're different. So all Tosis has to show is that conceptually they're differentiable. Once he shows that, then he's answered the kasha. Now the particulars of each one is telling in the sugya, and that's, you know, you gotta work through the sugya and try to figure out the svaras and whatever. That's not what Tosis is doing. Tosis is answering a stira. Stira between the sugyas. Is like this. What Tosis is doing, I appreciate what he's doing, is from the Gemara all you have is Shechita and Kli and Mechitza. Right? Tosis is saying it's not Shechita and Kli and Mechitza. It's Isser and Tuma and Mechitza. But what Mechitza? What quality of Mechitza? No quality. Mechitza. See, you notice that Isser and Tuma are properties. Right, because he should have said, if you want to really be analogous here, you should say mechitza, kli, behema, or simen. Those are the objects. Notice, iser and tuma are properties, and mechitza is not a property. Mechitza is a substance. So what's the now? Why those aren't? They're not the same categories, right? Why is he using different categories? If you want to compare the objects, say you can't compare behema. To behema, to kli, to mechitza. He's not doing that. He's talking about the property, iser and tuma, versus mechitza, substance. Quality, substance. They're different things. See, in that sense, maybe it's like chias. Chias is also a property. It's not talking about the substance, but it's a property in the thing. So it's not just chias. It's broken or fixed also, but he's going back. It's not about chias per se, it's about the halachic category. The halachic category is Isser or Hatter, Tuma or Taira. He's determining its halachic state based upon quantities, Rov, Miyat. Okay, it's the status of a thing, as opposed to the existence. By going general like that, he's kind of directing you towards the fact that it's properties versus a substance. And that's why they're different. Now, each one is its own sugya. When you want to create a substance from nothing, do you need 50 or 51? When you want to create a halachic quality, a characteristic in an object based upon a significant quantity, do you need 50 or 51? Learn the sugya here. You got to learn the sugyas. You got to define them. You got to work it through. But they're different. Tosis has showed why. What was the problem? Why don't the Gemaras ever cross-reference each other? How could you have contradictory psaks? Because they're different. They're different. They're conceptually different. So now you can't ask any more of those questions or any questions. Maybe they're the same. That's not a kasha. You can't bring a raya because maybe they're the same. So maybe they're different. Those just have to show that conceptually they're different. That's the draw. That's how you answer the question. Well, otherwise, there's no kasha. There's no kasha anymore. Once you show the difference, there's no kasha anymore. What's interesting is that you could generalize between Tuma and Kli. I mean, that was what we noticed, is that it's interesting that you don't just say Shechita is one thing, Kli is a different thing. No, apparently that when you want to create a quality in an object because it has a certain property, how much of it has to have that property? So is 51%, 50%, it's the same question. What's considered of a sufficient amount? That's what it said. It's Chashivas. Is 50% considered Chashiv, 51% of it considered Chashiv, and that's wield 51. 51% of it to have that property in order for it to characterize the whole thing. But that's talking about characterizing an entity. Trying to characterize an entity based upon a certain amount of it. But that's different than creating an entity. It's interesting. I could have seen going the other way, truthfully. I kind of hear saying is that. That's that. What I'd like to do tomorrow is to take the next answer in Tosafot Rashi. He gives another answer. Maybe Rabbeinu Meir. So that, and then after that, after do the second answer as a Rosh, there's a Rashba in Chulin who gives a different answer. Same question, different answer. Okay? So let's, should keep us busy.